Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a big win for Golden Gopher for men's hoops. They beat number 3 Ohio State on Sunday evening at the Barn. Andy Greeter covers Gopher football, Gopher men's hoops, among many other things for the Pioneer Press. Andy, how you been?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
Very good. Do you have all your shopping done? I brought it up before the news at 7. I'm done. My oldest daughter got involved. I flipped her a credit card. My wife and I gave her a list. She's kind of taking care of business. I'm feeling really good right now.
Yeah, my wife's getting a new bathroom, so she's going to have to be happy with that. So, we're taking it easy this year with getting married this summer, and we'll buy some kids for the nieces and nephews and call it good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that new bathroom. I've talked to you time to time, and right, you've been putting in a lot of hours. You got a tally on how many hours you put in there?
You know what, Steve? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not doing most of the work. I'm doing some of the demo, some of the helping out, but I'm not doing the tile work or the electrical work or the plumbing. But
good man.
You know, the card's going out to him and helping out where I can. So
years and years ago, and this statement doesn't keep up with the times, but it's really true. Guy, when I was a kid, he had to be in his 80s when I was 10 years old. So this goes way, way back. And he was one of those guys that knew what his limits were. And if there was something that needed to be done around the house, he would always say something along the lines, "That's another man's business." And now, you could say, but now there's men and women in the trades. You could change it to update it to 2019. Right. It's another person's business. And especially when it comes to the finish work. You brought up tile, drywall, those sorts of things. That stuff needs to look good. Demo, I do that. I can do that. That part I can do. I can do the demo. And,
yeah, for sure. You know, it's it's kind of stress relieving, right? You know,
take
a sledgehammer to a wall or curl bar to a floor and have at it. Yeah, take out the stresses of the day.
Now, are we going to see photos on Twitter at some point? Are you going to share the finished product?
With how much I've talked to you about it, I think I have to.
Yeah, I think so.
With all your listeners, you know, I think we have to kind of do that. Yeah.
Well, but not only that, I mean, you got a ton of followers. You cover the Golden Gopher sports. You cover the Loons. I think people would like to know what Andy Greeter's doing in his spare time.
I don't know. You know, I'll tweet about, you know, I'm a Tottenham supporter of the English Premier League, and I'll tweet about them from time to time, and I'll watch my follower count diminish as I do it.
No, but
you know, you got to try and stay in your lane. Stick to the sports that people care about. It's not just stick to sports. Stick to the ones they care about.
I don't know. Home improvement. I think everybody's been there. I think that's big stuff, especially when the finished product, I can't imagine how good this is going to look. It's probably going to be parade of homes worthy.
I don't know about that. You got to remember that I still work for a daily newspaper, so
yeah.
I'm not making all that cash. So it's within reason. So
fair enough. The Barn Sunday night, that's a big win for a team that was struggling, blown out at Iowa,
right,
just kind of muddling along in the non-conference. First Big Ten game didn't go well at Carver Hawkeye, and then lo and behold, they shocked the number 3 team in the country.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't expected by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I think that, you know, the egg that they laid on the road at Iowa with the guards, the 3 guards combining to shoot 3 for 29, you know, their number 1 offensive option, Daniel Letourneau, having 8 turnovers, you know, having the Hawkeyes wanting to get out in transition and the Gophers not being able to do anything about it, just showed, you know, what are they going to be able to do against one of the top teams in the nation, a team that a lot of people thought were going to be number 1 in the nation, not just number 3, if they would have beat the Gophers. But then for Minnesota to want it more, to defend better, to have Marcus Carr have, you know, just a tremendous rebound game to set career highs with 35 points, and not only win, but dominate throughout. I mean, they had a sizable lead at halftime, and that grew up to all the way to 18. It was never really in doubt. They cut it to 9 one point in the second half, but the Gophers quickly responded. And it wasn't just, you know, an upset where it's nail biting and it's, you know, some funky things happen. It was a resounding victory for the Gophers. And, you know, obviously their quality win of the year, and, you know, the net ranking, which kind of determines where the NCAA tournament, you know, field comes from now, is pretty favorable for the Gophers and rewarding the fact that they've had 5 of their first 11 games or 5 of their first 10 games against quality opponents. So, you know, if they're able to kind of get things in gear here a little bit, this could be a tournament team. And I think we saw that on Sunday.
And I'm a huge fan of that, Andy. I think you've got to upgrade your schedule. I think the fans in a super competitive sports marketplace, they want to see good teams come in here, win, lose, or draw. Beating up on teams you never heard of, the likes of Cleveland State, they beat them. And granted, you've got to have some of those, but you can't have an unconference schedule filled with bad teams.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, given the fact that Richard Pitino has 7 newcomers, I think that he probably would have liked a few more directional schools, a few more, you know, cupcakes early on, just to get the guys acclimated with each other and get them up to speed and not have to, you know, go right into, you know, Power 5 or, you know, high major type schools straight out of the gate. But yeah, when you're talking about where they want to be in March, you know, that groundwork has to be laid in November and December. And, you know, it's facing teams like Oklahoma State, like they're going to on Saturday, and, you know, what technically is a neutral court in Tulsa. You know, it's not in Stillwater, but it's certainly going to be pro Cowboys crowd there. You know, that's going to be a quality win if the Gophers are able to get out of there with it. And yeah, I mean, people want to see, you know, better competition, especially given where attendance is going. You know, to get butts in the seats, you need to play quality opponents, and the Gophers are certainly doing that.
And you
is going. You know, to get butts in the seats, you need to play quality opponents, and the Gophers are certainly doing that.
And you look at that stretch they played earlier in the year, and we don't ultimately know where Oklahoma, Butler, and Utah are going to end up in the grand scheme of things. They were 3 defeats, but you probably learn a lot. You play Oklahoma down in the Sioux Falls at the Pentagon. You're at Hinkle Fieldhouse to play Butler, and then you're out at the Huntsman Center in Salt Lake. That's good stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Butler, I think they've got the longest non-conference winning streak at home now that Duke lost to Stephen F. Austin. So, yeah, I mean, it's difficult, you know, stretch for them to have to go and play. And then you have a DePaul team that's been, you know, one of the best in the nation out of the Big East, one of the biggest surprises. And you got Clemson, which is an ACC team. So, yeah, they've had quite a few tough tests so far this year.
And, Andy, you brought up whether you're able to shoot the ball against Ohio State, a huge key. You still get the sense offensively there isn't a big margin for error for this team.
Yeah, I think what was interesting is so much early on in the year was get the ball inside of Daniel Oturu. And, you know, they wanted to have better three-point shooting, and they feel like they do with Marcus Carr and Peyton Willis and Gabe Kelscher coming back. But Pitino felt like, you know, they weren't getting enough paint touches from their guards, enough penetration, enough movement to be able to get in there for easier looks to kind of generate, you know, a bucket to kind of stir the confidence. And I think that they got that more, especially against Ohio State, that they weren't getting earlier. You know, Marcus is able to do that, but I think Gabe Pitino said that today even, that, you know, with Gabe being able to get into the lane a little bit more, that's kind of able to get the confidence going a little bit and kind of also challenges the defense a little bit more. So, you know, they want to play inside out to Daniel and shoot some more threes, but it's got to be more variant, and I think we saw that against the Buckeyes.
All right, Minnesota, big win, kind of riding the ship, and I think people are going to jump on the bandwagon, and that's going to help ticket sales. I don't think there's any doubt about it, because when the barn's going, and it wasn't a huge crowd, there was a lot going on in town, up against the Viking game late on a Sunday afternoon, a weird start time. But it was jumping at the end.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I think you saw that kind of early on in the first half that, oh, hey, the Gophers are coming to play. And even if the, you know, announced crowd was 9,000 and there were quite a few empty seats, they were into it from the start, and that kind of built throughout. So, yeah, I mean, they've got, you know, Northwestern coming up, Michigan, Penn State, FIU, which is, you know, Pitino's old program, which will have that layer to it. But, yeah, they've got some, you know, some winnable games to start you know, non-conference play. Michigan will be tough, but Northwestern should be a win, and I'd imagine Penn State will be a win. And those are kind of the next three Big Ten games they got coming up.
All right, Andy, a couple of things football-wise. Yeah. Preparations continue for the Outback Bowl for Minnesota. A lot of excitement, and some awards have been handed out. And Antoine Winfield Jr. Gets another award. And he's a guy early on, you could argue, particularly at Fresno State, saved the season early.
Yeah, for sure. He's been, you know, their best player defensively all year long. You know, Kamal Martin had that claim for the first six or so games, but, you know, he missed a couple in non-conference play and got injured and couldn't finish the year and is now going to skip the Outback Bowl, which is some big news for the Gophers as they had a tough test against Auburn. But, yeah, Antoine Winfield, you know, finalist for the Bronco Nagurski Award. First time that's happened for a Gopher since Tyrone Carter in, I think, 1999. He's been named to a couple All-American teams, which is the first time in a long time for the Gophers since Max Williams and Matt Spaeth. Respectively for those All-America teams. And he's the guy that, you know, this he hasn't said definitively if he's coming back or not. He's a redshirt sophomore, given the fact that he had 2 years interrupted by injuries. So he's eligible for the NFL draft. He's highly thought of to play at the next level. He hasn't even said if he's going to play in the Outback Bowl. We might be seeing the last of him, and I hope the Gopher fans enjoyed what a dynamic player he was.
Yeah, great player, and very highly thought of by his father. I thought those quotes were interesting because his dad was a pretty good football player.
Yeah, I mean, I think that senior thinks that junior's going to be a better player as a pro.
Wow.
And that's really saying something because, senior was a tremendous tackler, I think a three-time Pro Bowler. You know, I think he had something like a 13-year NFL career. He was an undersized nickel that, you know, kind of had to rely on his savvy and his tackling ability and his smarts to be able to get it done. And junior is a little bit bigger and maybe a little bit more sturdy to kind of hold up to the rigors of the game. It's certainly high praise when dad believes in you to that level.
Countdown to signing day. Going to be busy tomorrow, Andy?
Yeah, you know what? It's actually already started here. You know, they just signed a punter from Australia. So given the fact that it's 8 a.m. in Perth, Australia, he's able to sign his national letter of intent, and he's already on board. And that's interesting because, you know, Australia is kind of the factory of Ray Guy Award winners, and they did it again here this year with the Kentucky punter, Max Duffy, winning the award for the best punter in the nation. So that'll certainly, you know, turn heads that they have already done something there. But, yeah, it's going to be a full class. It's going to be 25, 26 guys. It's going to be the best one that P.J. Fleck has had here at Minnesota and the best that they've had in 10 years or more. You're seeing a little bit of an uptick from the 10-win season, but just talking to some recruiting analysts, they feel like, you know, that real uptick will come next year because, you know, two-thirds or three-fourths of this class had already committed before the Gophers had played their first game, just given how everything on the recruiting schedule is bumped up to where the commits are coming earlier before they even play a game. And they sign kind of before, you know, they usually sign, which was the first Wednesday in February. We're getting that done in the same calendar year now.
And do you get the sense that there is momentum? I mean, we hear the reports that, you know, they continue to land players and they continue to move the meter. Andy, you're really close to it. Is this thing headed in the right direction? Have they been able to kind of lock down more of the upper Midwest kids that maybe have gone elsewhere in the past?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, you started to see a few recruiting battles that they were able to win, you know, last year, 2 years ago. So you're seeing kind of a trend with this. I mean, Rashad Bateman is probably the classic example of being able to get him out of Georgia as Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs came after him way too late, but still, difficult to turn down such a juggernaut in the SEC like that. But, you know, they've got a wide receiver named Daniel Jackson who's coming out of Kansas, who, you know, as far as I know, has no ties or connections to Minnesota or to the Gophers. And they won that recruiting battle against, you know, Wisconsin and Iowa and Iowa State. And that's not, you know, Ohio State, so the Michigans of the world. But to compete in the West, to compete in the upper Midwest, you need to beat those schools for recruits. And they did it for, you know, I think it's the third highest rated guy. So you see some of those wins that they're able to get, and you know, they're kind of stacking them up a little bit more. One analyst I talked to said that the quality at the top of the class is kind of similar to what we've seen in the last couple of years, but the bottom of the class is kind of raised up. So, you know, you have better quality kind of across the board.
Well, Andy, I know you're going to be busy following those stories for the Pioneer Press and online at TwinCities.com. Always good to visit with you. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Steve. Take care.
All right, there he is, Andy Greeter, joining us with an update on Golden Gopher Hoops. Huge win for Richard Pitino and the team. It just was headed in the wrong direction. Now they've really done a 180, beating number 3 Ohio State. Oklahoma State down in Tulsa coming up on Saturday. And then one more non-conference game before they jump into the Big Ten for good after the new year.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.